Okay, I'm sitting here with Gavin Ward, one of, I have to say, two legendary guitarists in British band Bolthover. And, well, how are you doing, Gavin?
Good. Always good.
Always good, okay. There's a lot of interviews these days?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Plenty.
Plenty, yeah. What is the most frequently asked question so far?
The usual is about war.
Okay.
Something about war and
yeah.
Carl returning, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
The two main ones this time.
Yeah. I think we have reason to come back to one of those questions later. Okay, but you're back now after a few years of silence. The last album, Honor, Valor, Pride, was released 2001. And you're back with what has to be considered the classic setting with Carl Willis back on vocals. And if we can start with the obvious topic, the new album, can you do a little walkthrough of the work with the new and brilliant album, Those Once Loyal? What are your feelings about it? How did the process go and so on?
Our process went well. It was easier than we thought.
Okay.
It just took longer to write.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of them things. We'd wrote it a bit. David left. Carl rejoined. Went back to rewrite it.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote too much.
Okay.
First time ever. Like, and then took a while sifting through it, rewriting, and then picking the best 10.
Mm-hmm.
It was recorded 4 months straight recording, 2 months pre-production before that,
okay.
And. Probably a few weeks rehearsing in the same studio.
Mm. Did everything turn out as I hoped for? Did everything went smoothly? Were there some parts like recording, mastering, mixing where you encountered some difficulties?
No, not a lot. It just takes a long time to put stuff down.
Mm.
You know, everyone's playing good every day, pretty simple. Like,
mm.
People peak at different times, so you get the best out of them when you can.
Did you work the same way with this album as with the previous one? Same people writing the songs and the riffs and the lyrics and so on?
Pretty much, except for obviously with this one it was more Carl writing the lyrics with me a touch, whereas on A Valor I wrote a lot more,
mm.
whereas David only just joined.
Okay. How does a typical Bolthover song come to life? Who write? Is it a specific person who writes it, or is it basically a jam session between you and Barry Thompson?
Nah, basically... it's been different writers over the time. Right now, Baz writes all the music,
mm.
pretty much. He'll work out a structure, then the band will hear it, will rework it out, readjust stuff, and then eventually lock it down as an actual full rhythm structure,
mm.
and then eventually put the vocals on and test solos on, and then probably do pre-production on it and just see how it comes out
mm.
before we actually record.
Okay. Has some of the songs been ready for some years now? Or have all the songs been recently written for this album?
No, they've probably been written over the 3 years, but
okay.
There's been a lot of rewrites, so there's only probably two or three riffs kept from the older actual songs from the earlier days.
Mm. What have you all, people in the band, been up to since the last album? It has been quite silent from you, from the Bolthover camp for some years now.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of them things. We just... when we're not active, we don't do a lot. Do you know
mm.
what I mean? Hang
yeah.
around, rehearse,
mm-hmm.
hang out together,
yeah.
wait to go again. Obviously, 2006 will be well different for us.
Yeah.
Probably the most gigs ever we've been offered, so
yeah.
that'll be a tourer. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Had this album ever been made if it hadn't been for Carl returning to the band? Would you have continued with yet another singer after Dave Ingram who had to quit due to health?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Carl wasn't the original singer. You've got to appreciate Alan
mm.
West was.
Yeah.
When we did the first demos and the Peel sessions.
Mm.
So Carl came in really as the second one, but obviously was in there for a long period of time.
That is true, yeah, but I think he has been like the face out of the past year. I think most people recognize him as well, like I said, the classics, I think, has to be considered with him. Or don't you think so?
What did you say?
Well, I think the classic setting with Bolthover has to be considered with him on the vocals, or don't you think so? I think people's opinion is...
Well, of course, because Dave only did one.
Mm.
You'd have to do another 7 to even maybe.
Yeah.
You've got to imagine how much you've done as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd expected Dave to get better as well. But yeah, of course people will see Carl
mm.
as being the main singer.
Yeah.
Obviously it's quite weird that the band got bigger without him.
Yeah.
That's always going to be a bit weird as well.
Yeah.
But it's back to where it should be.
After all these years, I think the lyrics are still good and relevant. But how hard is it nowadays to come up with yet another theme about war? Is there much research being done about actual facts, or is it most brainstorming and fantasy stuff? Or
It's like anything. Some are facts, some are stories, some are spoke to soldiers, some are metaphors of war,
mm.
some are everyday life. random, whatever sort of, whatever seems to be working good at the time.
Yeah. Expectations on the new, on the upcoming European tour, will you be picking up where you left a few years ago, or any new elements or surprises on stage?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Obviously, okay. I'd just be older.
Yeah, exactly.
And slower.
Yeah.
But, no, I wouldn't have thought so. It would be nice, obviously, but Carl hasn't toured four of the albums.
Mm.
So that will be good, and even playing stuff off of Victory is going to sound good, like.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that as well.
I was just going to say, will you be including songs from your whole career on the tour? For example, stuff from War Master, Fourth Crusade, or even earlier?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
We probably won't play anything off In Battle or Realm on this one.
Right.
But through most of the others, probably only a couple of War Master as well.
Okay, nice.
But we always would anyway. I never really liked album promotional tours, personally.
Okay. As far as I can see, you're not doing any dates in the UK on this tour this coming winter. Only Holland, Germany, a few Eastern European countries, Italy and a few others. How come?
Only the first legs up.
Okay.
It's one of them things. The first dates have been put up on the website, and then someone put the Rock Hard Festival up, so it looks like they're the only dates.
Okay.
Whereas the next 25 are coming in April.
I see.
So that'll be UK.
Okay.
And Spain, Portugal, Scandinavia.
Okay, even Scandinavia, yeah. I will have the privilege to see you two times in Holland on the upcoming, on the first on the premiere in Enschede, and then two weeks after in Groningen, and...
don't expect too much at Enschede, like, first gig of the tour.
I was just going to ask, what do you think I can expect to see you here on a night out on the ball for a gig? How does that
differ? Enschede?
Yeah.
Not as good as you would probably at one of the later Dutch ones.
Okay.
Enschede would be usual, fucking chaotic, and everyone would be wasted.
Okay.
Pretty simple, first day of the tour.
Okay.
Hoping to play all right.
Okay, that is a good thing that I'll see you 2 weeks two weeks after that tour. Is it still just as fun to play live, or is it just another day's job nowadays?
Well, it's not a job. It never has been. It's
a
passion.
But
still, recording still has got that clinical element to it that you still, you do it, you try and get it right, but still don't like it.
Yeah.
Playing gigs is still the best. It's still just the band and their fans in the venue. You know?
You have a very similar style on songs and riffs and so on, in all honesty. Not much like variation in sound. How do you choose songs for a set list to fit? Do you think about it when you compose a set list, or just...
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You have to, like, and there's a lot to pull from, and we're only going to play a certain amount of time live. That probably won't go over 115, 120, even with intros or outros, so it's still quite a tight set.
Mm. Your music can best be described as literally being run over by a tank, if you ask me. And one song among many that I can use an example is No Guts, No Glory. Can you quickly describe how it feels like being there on stage and be the one who produces these awesome, fat and crushing riffs?
Never thought about it.
So you don't mind the feeling?
Just be happy. Yeah. I'm happy I'm playing good music.
Yeah, exactly. How do you come up with all these riffs? I mean,
well, Baz writes them.
Yeah.
At this point, I've wrote them in the past on different songs, but right now Baz writes them.
Mm.
Don't listen to a lot of music. Baz even probably listen to old punk records, some old metal, but not really listen to a lot of music.
Mm.
So it is quite a, I don't know,
original
sound and style. And we just pick the best ones that he writes.
Yeah.
Pretty simple line.
Yeah, I think they're awesome at least. I love the consistency in the riffing and so on, but consider that they are a bit alike. Has it ever happened that you have mixed up riffs on stage and not knowing exactly how a particular riff goes or what comes next? Never?
No. As long as you hit E, you're all right.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Probably once, but that would have been at the first or second gig.
Yeah, okay.
That would have been the guitar was ripped.
Yeah, I see.
Playing the wrong shit. But other than that, no, not normally.
Yeah, okay. How do you see the future for Bolt Thrower now that you're up and running again, so to speak? Do you have a long-term plan for the band with more albums, or do you take it as it comes from here?
We always take it as it comes.
Yeah.
We always have, because you never know what's coming and when it's coming, like.
Right, exactly.
Same as the album. It's sort of, we plan on a 2-year strategy, but we just ain't hitting it.
Right.
It's hitting 3 or 4 years. That's just the way it is, like.
Mm-hmm.
Still rather not be firing one out every year that's going to sound like a load of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Every band seems to release at least one or two DVDs during the career nowadays. Anything planned for Bolt Thrower in that area?
No, we thought about it. If one comes up and the band plays good enough, we might. Mm. Same as a live album. Yeah. We'd like to release everything in the end, but okay. I'm sure the record label would love to have more releases and more products. But it's one of them things.
Mm.
Maybe for download later, who knows?
Yeah. Well, in times of everybody starting solo albums and side projects and stuff, I don't think I've ever seen a member of Bolthrow involved in such a thing. Has there ever been more or less serious plans for anyone doing that?
It's against the rules.
Right? Against the rules, okay.
We've got a lot of rules, but the main one is no side bands, no side projects, and no cover versions.
Okay.
That's there. It's for us. It's if you're not into the band and you want to play another style, you just go and play the other style.
Oh,
pretty simple.
I see. Does any member have any special musical preference outside the metal scene, or what are your individual influence, really, if any?
Not really as influence. Even in the early days, people weren't sort of playing what we wanted to play.
Yeah.
So you got into bands but didn't really want to be them.
Mm.
And now, just whatever sounds good, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still listen to probably a lot of old material. I know Baz does, like.
Mm.
Kitty probably listens to more modern stuff, but he would have got into probably Sepultura and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then into Bolthrower, and then pretty much that was it, like.
Exactly. A question that I don't think I've seen the answer to in any interview or such, and I've been thinking about it for quite some years. The name, Bolthrower, why on earth such a name, and what's the story behind it?
It came out of a fantasy mag called White Dwarf.
Okay.
One of the first issues where it was another name for a ballista, like a large Roman siege crossbow.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that one. Well, I think, Barry, that, or Gavin, sorry, I think that's pretty much everything I have. Do you have anything you want to say to our readers and listeners?
No.
Round up.
Okay. Hope they like the new album.
Okay, I think they will. I thought it was a killer, actually.
I appreciate you saying that.
Okay. Well, I wish you all the best for the upcoming tour. I hope to catch you.
Well, yeah, it's been good, like.
Yeah.
Other than Enskede.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that one turns out.
Well, we're hoping for it, but I know it's going to be a rough one, because it's the first night, it always is.
Okay, yeah.
But it still feels like home.
Okay.
Where everything is in the town.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's going to be interesting. Okay, thank you very much for this.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.